In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Ryssdal. Tuesday, the 2nd of February. Tuesday, the 2nd of February. Good to have you with us, as always, everybody. All right, so honestly, I don't know what to say at this point. Unmoored might be a good word to use to describe the daily ups and downs on Wall Street since New Year's. Disconnected from reality might be good, although there is a glimmer of not-so-great economic reality going on out there. So maybe what we do is we just go with, whew, boy, this is interesting, huh? Of special interest today, you know, apart from all the red ink in equities, was another precipitous drop in the price of crude oil. The U.S. benchmark down another 5.5% today, under $30 a barrel once again. And not coincidentally, BP reported a $3.3 billion fourth quarter loss today. ExxonMobil says its quarterly profits are down by more than half from a year ago. A far cry, I think you would agree, from the days of crude at nearly $150 a barrel back before the recession, when companies were jumping at the chance to get into that market. More production begets more supply, begets lower prices, which we have today. But it's not like anybody ought to be surprised at what's going on. Marketplace's Andy Euler gets us going with another commodity with a similar history.
Unless you work in the oil industry, should you really be concerned about $30 for a barrel of oil?
No. To economists, it's just the right level of prices.
Scott Irwin teaches economics at the University of Illinois.
Commodity markets have always been prone to significant boom and bust cycles.
When prices are high, everyone tries to up production to get some of that money, see fracking or Arctic exploration. And it happens with any commodity. A rise in production leads to a glut and falling prices. Although oil is something we talk about every day, it's not like we can go to the store and pick up a cheap barrel of the stuff now that it's on sale. Unlike, for example...
Hi, this is Richard Waycott. I'm president and CEO of the Almond Board of California.
Waycott says it's been a good couple of years for almond growers in California. They've been able to charge historic high prices.
And that's been primarily because our supply hasn't been growing as it was in previous years.
But this year's crop was bigger than expected. Next year's will probably follow. Because when the price of almonds went up, money followed. Foreign investment and hedge funds came in to plant more trees. And just like dumping a ton of money into drilling a well, you've got to think years ahead when you're planting. David Bessler is an agriculture economics professor at Texas A&M.
The dynamics of prices and quantities are hard to figure out, and farmers generally overreact.
And so now, you guessed it, we're seeing a price correction. Almonds are going for about 25% less than they were over the summer. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.